And we're going to offer you an opportunity to win and hotel, airfare, all that for Harry Styles, his show in October there in Chicago on 99.7 DJX as part of the DJX All Access Summer. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
Yeah, this week it's all about the kid Leroy. We're sending you to Atlanta because he's not coming to Louisville, so we figured why not just fly you to the famous Roxy there in Atlanta to see the kid Leroy August 21st. Tickets, hotel, airfare there, brought to you by Interstate Battery. So that's pretty cool there. So you can get in to win that right now at WDJX.com. And then just throwing this out there, next week, giving you cash, or at least an opportunity at that, all right?
That is going to be a cool week.
I know, right? So, you know, it's like, hey, we have a budget of $10,000. Why spread that out over multiple weeks? Why can't we just blow it out in 1 week? So that's what we're doing. $2,000 a day, Monday through Friday, an opportunity every single day to pick up $2,000.
Beginning. That money burns a hole in our pocket fast.
I know. And it's like, I could figure out other ways to spend it, but no one listens.
Okay. They said, Ben, you need to share.
Yeah, well, yeah, so we're giving you the opportunity. $2,000 next week there on 99.7 DJX as part of, again, the DJX All Access Summer. So that's pretty cool. All right, everything good with you, Kelly?
Yeah. We had a late night last night for our last regular season swim meet. And I sweat in places I didn't know I had.
Like, describe.
I was sweating in all of the places. In a pool of sweat.
Yeah, like underarms, on your back. I'm sure you had some under boob sweat
all
going on.
Crevices. Just everywhere.
Little crotch sweat happening.
Oh, gosh. We don't need to get that graphic. But just know it was coated in sweat the entire evening. And then, you know, we got to clean up afterwards. And so I was taking garbage out, and then I had like garbage juice run down my leg. Like, I was dirty. Dirty. With a capital dirty.
I got a new pair of running shorts recently. Uh-huh. They're not, I typically have black running shorts, but these are more of a light blue. Mm-hmm. I like them. However, in the lighter colors, you see the sweat a lot easier. And the same problem happened with me when I went for a jog on Monday. Mm-hmm. I got done and it looked like I wet myself. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like you, there was no covering that up. It would have been better had I just run through a sprinkler and soaked them all, all the way through, rather than just allow my body to naturally show the natural sweat that we all have.
Sure.
But right there looking like I literally wet my pants.
Well, I looked like that too, because I hugged Ava after she got out of the pool and she won her heat for backstroke. I'm like, I'm so happy and proud of you. And then I looked down, I'm like, oh, look, I look like I wet my pants.
Oh, so you're blaming that on pool water, not necessarily sweat.
Oh, yeah, pool water, 100%. Yeah, no, I was sweaty, and then I hugged my daughter, and she has just got out of the pool. And so, like, yeah, a big, big, like, pool water right there in the front of my shorts. I'm like, look at that.
Well, but that, I mean, I think that's, you know, everybody there at the pool meet, they're not necessarily judging anybody else because everybody's got that.
Everybody was sweaty.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get any relief today because it's going to get up to 100 and it's going to feel like in the 110s.
Ooh.
So excessive heat warning today, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. Even tomorrow, there could be the chance of rain and then scattered thunderstorms rolling into the forecast on Friday. It's not going to cool things down too much because highs are, you know, on Friday are in the low to mid 90s. So it's going to be hot for the next several days here. So hopefully you can find some AC and find something. But yeah, didn't think necessarily that we'd start talking about crotch sweat this early.
Well, here we are.
But
friends.
Here we are. Yeah, absolutely.
Relatable. So, hashtag relatable.
I don't know if we've peaked or if we're only going up from here on out.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Marissa's just dropping it in our lap. How about a phone tap with my boyfriend Lucas? He listens to you every day on his way to work. I bet you can fool him and have some fun. Good luck.
So William Hassenpepper, you know how Trimark has all these cameras around town and stuff, right? Yeah. So William Hassenpepper claims to work for the motor vehicle company.
And okay, so he's in charge of the Trimark signs?
And he caught Lucas doing something.
Uh-oh.
Got to talk to him about it. It's your phone tap. Welcome.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Lucas.
This is he.
Lucas, hi, William Hassenpepper. I'm calling from the motor vehicle department. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. What's this about?
Well, I just want to make sure I have the right person. You drive a 2017 Ford Fusion, is that correct?
Yeah.
And it's red.
Yeah. I'm not sure why you're calling me, though. Mind some kind of trouble?
Well, Lucas, I'm sure you're aware that we have cameras throughout the city, well, throughout the state, actually, watching the freeways, you know, for traffic slowdowns, crashes, construction, stuff like that.
Sure, yeah. And what does this have to do with me?
Well, normally we use these cameras here at the motor vehicle department to watch for public safety issues. You know, we've got all these TV monitors here in our headquarters. It kind of looks like NASA, if I gotta be honest.
All right, that's great. I need to move this along if we can.
Oh, yeah, right, sure. So here's the deal. Here in our office, I've started playing a little game. I randomly pick one car to watch. Then I'll follow it on different cameras and see where it ends up. It's just a funny little thing I do here when I'm bored. You know, little motor vehicle department humor.
All right, well, look, that's an interesting story, but why are you calling me?
All right, sorry. Well, yesterday, your car was the one I was watching.
What? You were watching my car?
Well, see, it's funny because I can use our camera controllers to zoom in. I could get your license number, and I was watching you while you drove.
Well, wait a minute now. This doesn't seem right.
No, Lucas, it's great. I can see you getting angry with some guy that cut you off. I saw you talking on your phone. Speakerphone, of course. Good for you. All sorts of fun stuff, right?
Hold on. This is a horrible invasion of my privacy. You can't follow me with traffic cameras and zoom in to watch
me.
Well,
it brings me to actually why I was calling. At one point, I zoomed in as you were driving, and it sure looked like you were picking your nose.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about? I'm sure I wasn't picking my nose. I was probably just scratching.
Well, no, you were up to the second knuckle, pal. Well, I've got a screenshot. I sent it around to my buddies.
What is this? I'm so confused. Like, why are you doing this? What are you calling me for?
Well, Lucas, I got these pictures of you. I know. I get it. They're kind of embarrassing. And I was thinking of posting them on social media along with your name.
What?
Wait, are you blackmailing me?
Well, that's an ugly word, you know? I think we can work something out here, Lucas.
Dude, are you kidding me right now? There is no way. You know what? I don't care if I was picking my nose. You want to put that up for everybody to see? God.
Well, I've got one that's even more embarrassing than the nose-picking picture.
Oh, yeah? What do you got?
Oh, well, when you were driving yesterday, you were singing along with some song on the radio, and you were really getting into it. Oh, it was funny. It looked like you were singing really loud in the car. You were even playing some air guitar. Of course, I couldn't hear what you were listening to, but if I had to guess, I'd say it was probably Ben Davis and Kelly K show there on 99.7 DJX. You know, the guys that do the phone taps in the morning, make those prank phone calls.
That's crazy. You do not have a picture. Wait a minute. What? What radio station you said?
Hey, Lucas, it's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay, and you are on 99.7 DJX. Congratulations, my friend.
You really got me cranked up there. Wow.
Cranked up. Well, from now on, you can sing along in the car, but don't let us catch in you with your finger up your nose. All right, man?
All right, buddy, you got a deal.
Oh, my gosh. Lucas is going to be the most paranoid driver on planet Earth right now.
All those cameras going,
look at me. What an insane invasion of privacy. So I just picked you. I'm going to post pictures on social media.
William Hassenpepper, he's a character.
Wow.
And that is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Now everyone knows that there's no peeing in the pool rule, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, someone went even further than that. Probably.
Okay.
It's a setting the bar story.
What not to put in the pool?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, we think.
Okay.
I'll explain. Coming up. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, real quick, tell me if you think this parent hack is something that could work.
Okay.
It is a mom on TikTok who's kind of gone viral as she explains how she gets her toddler or small children to listen and obey.
If you literally give a kid a choice, they will do what you want them to do. So in this case, if I just say, let's go change your diaper, they're not going to want to do it. They say no. Can we go change your diaper?
No. Okay, so what she's saying instead to do.
But if I say, do you want to walk upstairs or do you want me to carry you? Then she has to choose one of them, but I end up getting her up the stairs and in the bathroom to change her diaper. Sadame, I think it's time to change your diaper. Do you want to walk or do you want me to carry you upstairs?
Me walk.
You want to walk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so she's saying that's her parent genius hack that you can, yes, do.
I think I've read that in books before, honestly. Because they like to feel like they're in control of something.
Mm-hmm.
So you give them a, you know, a choice that's going to work for your purposes as well.
Mm.
And then everybody wins.
Yeah. So, hey, it's time to change your diaper. No, no, no. No, it's not. Or it's, hey, we got to change your diaper. You want to get carried or do you want to walk upstairs?
Yeah. You want to piggyback or can you walk?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So you're thinking maybe this mom is onto something.
Absolutely. She is.
She says it could work for other situations, too.
Okay.
And the same goes, like if you're getting ready to leave, if you have to bring your kids up for nap time, just give them a choice. For example, you can say, it's time to go. Do you want to put your coat on first or your shoes? And then they have to choose one.
Okay. So same goes for that.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yes. That's exactly what you should do.
I always said to, it's weird because like I always said to my wife, I'm like, we're giving them too many choices. My wife would give my daughters choices like that. Hey, do you want to do this or do you want to this? And I'm like, man, you're giving them too many choices. Just tell them.
No.
And so maybe she was onto something.
Yeah, as she was. And then she was also helping them develop decision-making skills.
And maybe
so, you know?
So maybe she's a better parent than I am. Who knows?
So she's, yeah, exactly. So she's not going to grow up at the mall and be like, oh, I don't know if I want this shirt or that shirt. I just can't decide. Yeah.
Yeah, and instead.
I'm a little like that.
Instead, I'm just like, you're giving them too many choices. Just tell them. Like, this is what we're going
to
do.
They need to be in control of something. So you give them a choice. They make a choice. They feel happy that they are in control of something.
There you go. Parent hack there for you. All right, coming up next, setting the bar. You know, there is a no peeing in the pool rule.
You don't have to say that. I mean, everyone just understands it, right?
Well, we know that when it comes to the ocean or a lake, that's another story entirely.
That's free reign.
that is nature's.
It is nature,
it
right?
It is, right. So, but if it's a pool where it's a public pool, there, that's a different story. This person went even further than that. We're thinking it's a setting the bar story. So that's coming up here next, all right?
Oh, it's a whole bunch of what not to do.
Yeah, what not to do. Coming up on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar story is what?
It's an example of what not to do, mm-hmm, or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a public pool and using it as your king-size toilet, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The timing of this was interesting because there's a large public outdoor pool there in New Hampshire, and they were expecting a full pool on July 4th, right?
Oh.
Night before, though. There's a little break-in, and there was some vandalism done. Now, by vandalism, the police say they believe someone jumped the fence and did a number two in the pool.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Why?
So when that happens, the pool has to be closed all day so the water can be shocked and treated.
Yeah.
I don't know what shocked means. I'm assuming it means just, like, disinfected, maybe.
It's chemical.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of a chemical cleansing.
But here's the thing. The police aren't exactly sure that's exactly what happened. Because they're not going to test the item found to determine
evidence?
Exactly what went down.
Okay. So they don't, all right.
Good
news. They don't want to determine if it was a little critter that got in there versus a person.
Or it, yeah, it, they, yeah, they don't want to know exactly what it was.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to either.
And the good news though, it reopened yesterday, and so here's to all of the brave souls who dove in with reckless abandon.
Yeah, the I day think I'm after. Probably gonna need a couple of weeks of other people going before me on that.
Yeah, so if you happen to know of anybody in the New Hampshire area that did something like that, the police would like to have a conversation with you because that person is still on the lam. So
yeah, and ruined the 4th of July pool party.
I know, right?
Dang it.
I know. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a pool and...
Allegedly
leaving your own little deposit there.
Allegedly.
You're doing okay.
Oh, yikes.
Yep, that is State of the Bar. All right, you can get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show. We always try to, you know, respond, first of all, to any message that we get. But if you DM us, we could always toss it out and, you know, try to help you.
We got this message. My neighbor was moving out. He had a garage sale for two consecutive weekends. Now, I was blown away by how rude these garage sailors can be and how the world seems to revolve around them. It's like they see a sale, lose their minds.
Okay.
One lady drove up on his lawn and broke a sprinkler head. Another lady backed over his mailbox, and they seemed to linger like no other.
Oh.
I was low-key watching this older guy circling this toaster for what seemed like an eternity. I was laughing to myself because I immediately thought of you guys because it looked like one of those Michael Graves toasters from Target a million years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Love that collection.
Anyway, I went in to make a sandwich, came out a half hour later. He was still looking it over, trying to figure out if he could spring for the $5.
Right.
I was just curious if anyone else had any similar yard sale experiences. Thanks for the laughs, guys. Jeff.
So I remember when my brother-in-law lived in Bloomington, went to IU, and driving up 46 to Bloomington on a Saturday morning, that was like the yard sale gauntlet.
Yes, that's the strip, right?
That was a strip, like all the way from 65 to Terre Haute. Like,
oh, wow.
You could roll miles.
It's a smorgasbord.
I know. It was like a gauntlet of yard sales. And I remember just driving up and going, man, there are dozens of cars at every single one of these. It's like everybody in Indiana knows about this.
Got a text from Barb. Once went inside to get more change when I found three kids eating snacks and watching TV. They told me, our mom told us to go inside and relax because she was going to be here for a while. Kid you not, ever since we've always made sure the doors in the house were locked.
It's a good suggestion to those who are thinking of having a yard sale or garage sale to make sure that you lock the doors on your house.
I mean the audacity. Mommy's going to be here. There's lots to sift through. Just go on inside. I'm sure they're not going to mind. Make yourself a little, you know, sandwich if you'd like. Watch some TV. Mommy's going to be here.
I remember when my mom, when I was growing up, she had a couple yard sales the day before, you know, we're pricing everything and I'm wanting to like put cents on it. And she's like, no, just round it to dollars. I'm like wanting to put like $5.75 on this. She's like, no, just put $5. It's fine.
Yes. Yeah. She went down to five instead of six. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's just wanting to move this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And get
it's
it
priced to sell.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I remember going to just like walking down the street to a yard sale from, when the person dies? An estate sale.
Okay, yes.
So I was going to an estate sale and just kind of, you know, rummaging through the porcelain figurines that this lady had.
Oh my
gosh. I remembered someone legit breaking she had like one of those kid size motorized Jeeps, you know?
Uh-huh.
And someone like jumped in it. It was an adult, not a kid, that jumped in it and broke the axle on it.
You break it, you buy it.
No. This person was like, nope, don't want it. It's broken.
Oh, my gosh, because you broke it.
Yes, and just got up and left. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Hideous. Just despicable
and
behavior.
And that's when there were some words that were being said.
Oh,
and,
of course. I'm sure there were.
And my wife and I just kind of look at each other and we're like, we're going to go.
Drama at the yard sale.
We're going to go.
Oh,
so, wow. So, yeah. Have you done any sort of yard sales or anything like that?
I've had. had like nothing but positive experiences. In fact, when we were having a yard sale, I was getting ready to move. We had gotten engaged and we were selling my house. We were kind of like winding down and a dude rolls up with a trailer attached to his pickup truck and was like, how much for all of it?
I want to buy all of it.
Yes. And he legit cleaned us out. We were like, $150? Yep. He, sold.
He
took
like,
all my stuff. And I think he was probably going to then try to resell it
right
at his yard sale or maybe at a flea market. Don't know. Don't care. All I know is I got to unload all of it. That was awesome.
He probably knew that he was rolling up on Kelly K's house.
Oh,
and
sure.
So he was like, here's Kelly K's lamp. Sure. I'm going to upsell this.
He had a sombrero of mine that I got as a birthday gift at a Mexican restaurant.
This is Kelly K's official sombrero.
That's right.
$10 for Kelly K's sombrero.
It could be yours.
All right. Well, Jeff, sounds like you had a pretty fun experience. And I love when people haggle over $3 or $4, you know, it's $4 and they're like, no, I'll give you $2 for this. And like, no, it says four. Nope. I can only spring.
I don't know if I could do four today.
I can only spring two for two. And it's like, all right, fine, two. And it's like, can you break a five? And it's like, dang it, man. Like, all right. Well, hey, thanks for messaging us, Jeff. Yeah, it sounds like that there have been some other experiences of crazy.
Well, yeah, and thanks to Barb for the hot tip about locking the doors so the kids don't go in and make some snacks and watch your TV. My God.
Yeah, if you've got a story that you want to share, you can at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. Missed.
I'll go first.
Okay.
This is Man for Woman. It's titled Dish It Out, I Can Pancake It.
Methinks we're going to IHOP for this one. All right.
I want to apologize to the waitress who looked like a bustier version of Ellen DeGeneres. Sorry, there was not a period at the end of that sentence. I just needed to pause there to actually ponder what that's
marinate that a little bit. That's what we're starting.
Just needed to kind of listen, think about that for a
second.
All
right, now we have the mental picture. Right. Thanks.
I apologize to the waitress who looked like a bustier version of Ellen DeGeneres at the International House of, you guessed it, pancakes.
Awesome.
The whole thing started when I showed up way too hungover.
That's the place to go, is it not?
And after I sat down, you listed off all the flavored syrups of the day, so when you mentioned a warm vanilla shake with rum caramelized pecan syrup, I almost spewed right there.
Oh, wow. That sounds delicious, but he wasn't in the right mindset for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it was rude,
mm-hmm.
but I had to grab one of the pancakes off the plate of the nice couple to my left and shoved it in my mouth just in case something accidentally came up.
What? He grabbed a pancake off someone's plate with his hands? Oh, my God.
You know, to block it. Luckily, it didn't, so I took it back out and I asked for whipped cream instead.
Wait a second. He took the pancake out of his mouth?
Uh-huh.
Then he just stole off some stranger's plate.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
I remember staring at my plate for what seemed like an hour. Turns out, it was actually longer. Maybe 3 hours.
Oh my gosh. First of all, I'm still stunned he wasn't kicked out after taking a pancake off a stranger's plate.
Well, we're getting there.
Okay.
Because your manager asked me to leave.
Oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, again, I feel like it was a gift to be able to stay there for 3 hours and stare at his plate.
I was unhappy with that, obviously.
Sure.
Looking back, there's a chance I may have overreacted and made a fool of myself. So how about this?
Uh-huh.
If you have some kind of friends or family discount, I could come by again tomorrow. Could go out afterward.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's great. He's asking for a second chance
so
and a discount.
He can get the friends and family discount at IHOP.
Oh, this guy is not getting a call, unfortunately.
I mean, we don't know the bustier Ellen DeGeneres' type. Could be this guy.
And we don't know the level of hotness this guy is.
This is true.
Maybe if he's Ryan Reynolds hot. Maybe.
Craigslist missed connections.
You know, sometimes you don't even need to leave home. And love finds you.
That's good.
Woman for man. Is that a weed whacker in your hand, or are you just happy to see me? That's the title.
All right.
Here we go. You were the hunky gardener working on my neighbor's yard, just standing there, shirtless. You were pruning those shrubs like a green thubbed Adonis.
Nice.
I was across the street doing Arctic yoga on my front porch, having trouble focusing on my Bakasana.
Oh, that's a hard one. That's where you got to like balance on your front hands,
I think.
Can
you demonstrate that? Because I'm really not sure what that looks like.
I can't demonstrate it. No.
I can't face plant if I try. Mental picture. When I was doing penguin thrusts. Can you demonstrate that
for me, Kelly? I mean, this is a female. She's doing penguin thrusts. I don't know.
You're the more of the yoga aficionado.
I'm more of the yoga aficionado.
Yes, I feel like you're nailing it right now. That's it. I feel so
at one with myself.
Oh, wow. We made eye contact. Mm. And then you waved at me. It was pretty hot outside. Mm. So I brought you a chilled bottle of H2O. That's short for water. When I handed it to you, I noticed you had a scar on your chest, and I asked you how you got it.
Oh.
You laughed and said that it was an embarrassing story.
Oh, no.
And I told you I promised I wouldn't laugh as I tickled your elbow.
Tickled your elbow.
You admitted you got it a year ago when you microwaved a pizza pocket too long and attempted to eat it shirtless as the piping hot marinara squirted out and burned your chest.
Oh, gosh. So relatable. Oh, man.
Right? I mean, that juice is hot.
Yeah?
Yeah. You encouraged me to show you my private scar right there in the yard.
Oh.
As I revealed it to you in broad daylight, I could see you were speechless.
Ow.
Then you awkwardly said you had to get back to work.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry if I shocked you, but just know this. It's not my only one.
Ah, she's got more scars. All right.
The other one is only known by my doctor and my third husband.
Okay.
Winky smiley face.
All right. All right.
I've got some bushes that need trimming. If you're interested, I can't wait to hear from you.
Oh, wow. God. Wow. She's a piece of work, isn't she?
She's a firecracker, right?
She's a piece of work, isn't she?
She's a spitfire.
All right. So whether you found love at the International House of, you guessed it, pancakes or...
Or doing Arctic yoga on the porch, showing some scars.
That's right. It can only mean one thing. Craigslist missed connections.
Show me yours, I'll show you mine.
It was set up to be a battle royale, all right? So we had two defending national champions, all right?
Wow.
And then the arch nemesis, the girl who has come on strong and has beaten my daughter in other competitions. So my daughter is the reigning national champion for the North American Irish Dance Championships, right? The other girl was the other reigning national champion in the other split. So, like, her age got split into two, right? So,
okay.
So, this is last year's winners, right? And then, so it was set up to be like three girls. They were all in the same split. So, they were, it was going to be only one of them could come out a victor and the other two not. All right.
Oh, boy.
I know. And so, it was late. I was out to dinner last night and it was like 7:30 and I'm streaming everything on my phone there at the table and watching the awards go down. Right. And so once it gets up to their age group, I'm like, oh, wait, here it is. Here it is. And so like we're all gathered around. We're like watching, you know, my little phone and watching all of the girls, you know, the top 10 gets called. And so, you know, my daughter and this other girl and the other reigning national champion are there. And I'm like, and I'm. It's so bad because I'm like, you know, a dance dad and I'm painting these other girls who are just, they're 11 years old. I'm like, I'm painting them. One is a villain and one
Well, of course.
And one is a cheater. And I'm like, all right, this girl, last year, we're thinking that she won because like her school was in cahoots with the judges and all this stuff. And so.
Oh, I know. It's probably not the girl's fault. There's adults behind that.
100%. 100% it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, these girls, they're completely innocent. And I am being that guy, right?
Uh-huh.
And
you're being the petty dance dad.
And so I'm pointing them out on the screen. I'm like, that girl right there. And then that girl's the arch nemesis. And
seriously?
It's like, exactly. And so everybody at the table was like, grr, you know? So, and, you know, it gets down to the top five. And so it is my daughter and then these other two girls and then two other girls that I didn't know.
But they're probably dreadful too.
Oh yeah, they're probably awful.
How they even get there?
Yeah, right. But I will say that my daughter Zoe got called for fifth place, so we were very very happy and proud that she is fifth in the country there in her age bracket.
How did she take that? Because she's used to having the big trophy.
Well, she was very very she was poised. Poised.
Good.
She was smiles. She hugged people. She was very poised.
That's good. She's a good sport.
The girl that and it was interesting because they thought that they were kind of thinking that she was going to get third. She didn't think that they didn't think that she was necessarily going to beat Arch Nemesis and other girl, right?
Uh-huh.
But she didn't. But people didn't peg her for fifth. Not that fifth is bad. She still got on the podium, so that's good.
Right.
But yeah. So these other two girls that probably shouldn't have been there anyways, they got third and fourth.
Oh.
And then it came down to Arch Nemesis and Shady Girl, right?
Uh-huh.
And the winner was our arch nemesis.
Oh, no.
She won. So she ripped the national championship trophy from my daughter Zoe. So
Did we deal with the big feelings after that?
And so it's funny because John texts in and he's like, OMG, Ben is a crazy pageant mom. Yes, 100%. I was at the table sitting there going, oh, Archie, I cannot believe she won. And they're like, ah!
Megan's like, I'm fired up. Yes,
yes,
we all are.
I know. I mean,
forget Dance Moms. We need a show called Dance Dad.
It was so, these girls are 11. Like they are just out there. They're trying their hardest and they're
amazing. I mean, their talent level stunning.
Yeah, for sure. And the judges, it's so very subjective and it is what it is. But I have like, okay, so this girl, we don't like her. We don't like her.
Okay.
We don't like her.
It's like, so petty.
I know. I'm legit that guy now. So anyway, so congratulations to, my daughter Zoe and to I'm not going to congratulate those other girls.
Oh,
you know,
no,
whatever.
No,
no, no.
You know what? Next time.
Yeah, you know what?
Next year.
I tell you what, you better watch out, okay? You better watch out because we're coming for you.
Uh-huh.
We're coming for you.
Okay. I wouldn't say it like that. Around the legs.
That's a little creepy. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, congratulations to Zoe and to all the other dancers from the McClanahan School of Irish Dance who competed on that same day. So anyways, that was my little update for you there from Montreal. Yeah.
All kind of need to see a video of all this exchange happening, though. Are you pointing out all the villains?
It was there at Drake's in St. Matthews, so I don't know if anybody was there witnessing, me getting all fired up at the table and stuff. But yeah, that's where it all went down. So, anyways, congrats. Playing a game: firework or cocktail. So let's introduce you real quick to Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
All right, so Amanda is from Jeffersonville. Has brown hair, drives a Honda Fit. She's single, but on the prowl, girl. Amanda, who's your ideal guy? Like, if you had a type, what would you say your type is?
Yeah, maybe like a celebrity.
Oh, definitely Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, girl, yes.
But they have to love my kids, because I'm a single mom, so I have two kids, so.
Okay.
See, there you go.
All right, well, good. And Amanda has a special talent of being able to recite every line in every Beverly Hills Cop movie.
Oh, wow, that is random. Fantastic, too.
I know. I was going to say, I love that. I love that.
Can you give us one line? Just give us one line.
There's a lot of swearing in those movies.
Family-friendly.
I mean, there's the banana in the tailpipe line.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
All right. So, Amanda, we're playing Firework or Cocktail. Both have funny, interesting names, right? They can.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with the Vengeful Texan. Firework or cocktail?
Firework.
Kelly?
I'll say drink, cocktail.
All right, Kelly's saying cocktail. Amanda, you say the Vengeful Texan is a firework, and you would be correct. It is a firework.
Nice.
There you go. You're a one for one.
Fantastic.
Right. Firework or cocktail? Ground for divorce.
Oh, my gosh.
Cocktail. All
right.
Yeah, I think cocktail. That's a cocktail,
Both
too.
Both of you say cocktail.
Yeah, because too many of these, probably getting divorced.
Well, you'd be wrong. It's a firework.
What?
Yep.
What firework. The heck does that look like in the sky?
Maybe they got hit with the fireworks.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right, Amanda, firework or cocktail? Pain in the butt.
I mean, that could go either way, too.
Yeah, they all could.
Depends on where that firework is placed, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say cocktail.
Cocktail? Okay.
I'll say firework on this one.
Kelly's saying firework. Amanda, you're saying cocktail. It is, in fact, a cocktail.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Made with melon liqueur, lots of rum, and 7-Up.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Doesn't sound not too bad. All right, we'll do one more. Okay, Amanda?
Okay.
All right, firework or cocktail? Bend over, Shirley.
Oh, please tell me that's a firework.
Yeah, firework.
All right, you're both saying firework, huh?
Uh-huh.
Nope. That is a cocktail. It is basically a dirty Shirley Temple made with Sprite, grenadine, and raspberry vodka.
Oh, that also sounds delicious and fun to order.
I was going to say. Yeah, Amanda's going to have a pain in the butt, and I'll go ahead and have a bend over Shirley. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Amanda, congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
All right, you get a couple tickets.
Wow, thanks.
All right, Amanda, hang on a quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
I seriously want to go to a bar, like, ASAP. And see if any bartender knows those drinks and knows how to make them.
See, some of these are obscure, so you may have a hard time finding a bartender who knows how to make a bend over Shirley.
But kudos if you do.
Yeah, there you go. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. We just found out about Amanda's ideal man, who is Kelly K's ideal man in Ryan Reynolds.
100%.
Yeah. We got a text message. I think it's just funny. We got a text message from Maggie who was like, hey, if you guys were to ask me my ideal man, it'd be 100% Matthew Gray Gubler. Just
who
felt the need to tell you that.
Okay.
I had to actually Google him because I didn't know myself. You might know him from Criminal Minds, Alvin and the Chipmunks, the movie RV.
Okay.
Doll face.
Oh, wow.
He's a good looking guy.
I think I've seen his face before.
He's a good looking guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like I would say like a character actor more.
You think?
Yeah. Like you're going to know his face before his name.
Yeah. One of those guys that you just kind of
recognize.
American
actor, filmmaker, and fashion model.
Yeah. Yeah. No. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah. He's Dr. Spencer Reed.
Who was the guy that I had a thing for?
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Oh, was it him? All right, yeah, it was...
And Matt Damon.
Well, Damon,
I were crushing on Matt Damon for a long time, too.
Yeah, I enjoyed Matt Damon, and I just enjoy his movies, especially the Jason Bourne movies and all that.
Yeah, he was man-crush material, though.
But yeah, I had a man-crush on, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. What was the show that he was in, though, that... It was like he played like a king or something. It was like one of those older Victorian shows... That was on HBO, and it was like, are you Googling it now?
Yeah, of course I am.
Yeah, all right.
Wait, he's Irish? Oh, I didn't know that.
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers?
Yes.
Here's me, married man of three daughters. Can you Google the guy that I was into? Oh, that's funny.
The Tudors.
The Tudors. Yes.
Yes.
Ah, yeah, that show was crazy. All right.
I see. I never saw that one either.
All right. It's a do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
Okay, so this starts in like a pretty scary situation that I feel like we've been talking about several times over the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Corion, 16, happened to be in the right place at the right time in Mississippi when he saw this vehicle drive straight into the river off a boat launch with three teenage girls inside.
Oh, gosh.
The car went through like 20 feet of water away from the shore before it started to sink.
Mm-hmm.
And now Corion's been swimming since he was three. So he immediately just jumped in and started rescuing the three girls. But then he looked over, noticed a police officer who had also gone in to try to save the girls was struggling in the water himself.
Mm.
So he got the officer to shore too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All three were taken to the hospital, expected to recover. The officer is going to be back in the force next week. The police department commended Corion for his bravery. Mm-hmm. One of the girls involved in the accident wrote on Facebook saying that he saved my life right before my last breath.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm so thankful for him.
Yeah.
Incredible story. We've tweeted it. You can do a deeper dive, for lack of a better term.
Ah, okay.
Into the story on Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
So when you've got an issue and you're like, man, I don't know who to talk to. I don't necessarily want to talk to my family about this.
Or maybe it involves your family.
Yep. You can come to Complete Strangers, a.k.a. your pals over here at Ben and Kelly, and we'll toss it out to our listeners and see what we can do for you.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Susanna, not a real name,
right,
wrote to us, my husband and I have two kids, 5 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about having a third kid, but he says he just wants to stop at 2. He even volunteered to get a vasectomy.
Mm.
Now, we've had the same conversation a few times, but have never committed to a final answer. Well, just recently I found out that he went behind my back and got a vasectomy.
Okay.
I can't begin to tell you how upset I was over this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe he thought I wouldn't find out. I open the mail and do most of our bills. I was so upset that I took the kids to my mom and dad's place for about a week. He said he's sorry, but that he really doesn't want to have any more kids.
Mm-hmm.
So not only am I depressed he made that final decision, but I feel beyond betrayed he did it without telling me.
Mm.
I love him, but I don't know how to get over this intense resentment.
You know, when I think about this, my brain immediately goes to that scene in The Office where Michael Scott talks about this exact same thing, played by Steve Carell.
I said that I wanted to have kids, and you said that you wanted me to have a vasectomy. What did I do? And then, when you said that you might want to have kids and I wasn't so sure, who had the vasectomy reversed? And then when you said you definitely didn't want to have kids, who had it reversed back? Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. I did.
Wow. Oh, wow. Why is it that we so commonly refer back to The Office?
I don't know. It's my go-to. I don't know. It's my go-to. I get that that is a huge decision to make. They are reversible, but it doesn't sound like he wants to do any of that.
No, and he made that clear the times that they talked about it. And maybe she thought they never committed to a final answer, but in his mind, they did.
Mm.
Which, you know, could be just basic miscommunication about it. But then the fact that he didn't be like, oh, hey, remember we were talking about the vasectomy? I set an appointment. Like the fact he didn't even like say anything like about it. That's kind of a big procedure to have without giving your spouse the heads up. So that kind of makes me think, well, he knew she wouldn't be okay with it, so he decided, I'm just going to go ahead and take care of it.
Well, she could just go get pregnant by someone else. She really wants to.
Listen, why are you suggesting that? A lot of people pointed out that he was probably trying to avoid her getting pregnant to go ahead and trap them into having a third child.
And then if you're thinking about this is the relationship you're in.
Yeah.
Is that healthy?
Yeah. No, that's the thing is I think we need to get some professional therapy to try to figure out how to reach compromises on these very big issues. Jennifer says, I don't think it's really about the kids. I think it's more about making a huge decision that impacts your partner and keeping it a secret.
Yeah.
And she only found out about it because she opened the mail. He broke her trust, sees it as a betrayal.
I see that for sure.
And obviously he is feeling some sort of way about the relationship that he feels like he needs to keep that a secret.
All right, if you've been in this situation or something similar to that, or you want to chime in, 502-571-9970. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this because that's what group therapy is all about here on 9970JX. Man, this is one of those group therapies that you're just like,
there's no easy answer.
There's no easy answer to this because it's so permanent for what it seems to be. Like Susanna found out her husband went behind her back and got a vasectomy. They already have two kids. He didn't want a third. She did. So it was like, snip, snip.
They talked about it several times and he was, you know, saying he wanted to get one. She didn't think they came to a final answer though, and then only found out about it by opening up the mail. Like he did not tell her about it. And that's a pretty big decision to make without even giving her a heads up. Like, hey, remember we were talking about the vasectomy? I went and got an appointment. Like nothing. So here's what I'm thinking. Like, this just kind of occurred to me. What if he was thinking, I'm just going to go get this done, not tell her, and then maybe we can try for a third child. It's never going to happen. And then I don't have to look like the bad guy keeping her from the family that she's always wanted.
But that's deceitful, too.
Yes, like, it is. I'm not saying that's a bad. I'm just trying to get into his headspace about why he would not tell her about that.
Then he is acting every time he knows the pregnancy test is going to be negative.
Right, which is always, I think, just, again, pointing to a big difference of opinion about where their family should go. And I think only a therapist can really help them sort through all those feelings.
Hey, Megan.
First off, I can't believe that he went and did it behind her back because someone had to take him to the hospital, and then someone had to bring him home.
Oh, so that means there's an accomplice. There's an accomplice.
I took my husband. I actually watched it done.
Oh, gosh. No, thank you.
I know. He was so nervous. I'm like, I got you, fam. I'll be there.
Well, and then my mom had taken my dad, and my mom had to sign a form stating that he could get it.
Right.
Which, so I don't know if that's the case with every doctor, but I know with some doctors that is the case.
Oh, and I don't remember if we had to do that or not, but yeah, that's a good point.
And as a female, you can't get a hysterectomy or your tubes tied until you are of a certain age. And say you have a husband, like, because one of my friends got a hysterectomy done because she had really bad, like, endometriosis.
Right.
So, but she couldn't get anything taken out until she had a fiance or a husband. Like, doctors wouldn't do it. And was, like, 24.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't
that's
do it.
Interesting.
And even if they discussed it and they didn't come to a conclusion yet, and say she wasn't hearing his side and refused to do anything about it, he still should not have done it because he doesn't respect her as a mom. He doesn't respect her as a wife. He doesn't respect her opinion or decision. And frankly, the whole your body, your choice type ordeal only apparently applies to men. Like, no, that's not okay.
So,
and the fact that he hid it and lied is a bigger red flag than the fact that he went and got it done.
So what'd she do now?
I think that she either needs to figure out if she can forgive him or leave him, because I couldn't forgive him, especially because if he can go get a whole medical procedure without even telling me or discussing it with me and then hiding it for a long time, like, what else is he hiding?
Yeah, the secrecy around it is really problematic, and I think only a professional therapist can help them figure that out and where to go from there.
Yeah, and that's the biggest issue, is the fact that he hid it and lied.
Yes.
Megan, appreciate you.
No problem.
All right. Thank you, girl.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye. Again, there's no, like, I don't know where to tell her to go from here.
Well, yeah, saying his body, his choice, though, when you're in a marriage, a decision like that is affecting your family's future. And the biggest issue is that he made that decision without her, just went behind her back, didn't tell her about it at all. Ashton said, you have a right to your feelings. I would be hurt too. You all need marriage counseling to work through this. Mm-hmm. That being said, a planned third child must be two enthusiastic yeses. It sounds like he kept telling you it was a no, but your heart couldn't take it. I get it. I was the enthusiastic yes in my house. My husband was a no. Mm. It hurts, but you can't compromise and have only half a child.
Yeah, that's
very true. Yeah, and Marlene was like, so I understand you're upset because you were sure you could talk him into a third child. But to pack up and leave for a week makes it seem like having another child is more important than your marriage. Why did he feel he had to do it without telling you? He obviously felt like you didn't respect his decision.
Yeah.
He may have had some fear you would trap him into a third child. So take a deep breath. Look at it from his perspective. Sit down and have a calm conversation about it. You need to look at things from his perspective instead of your own, where you were thwarted from giving birth to a third child. Come to a calm agreement about decisions going forward and move on. What's done is done. But you do need to address the why did he make that major decision without you?
Yeah, I think that is it's not like you got a tattoo.
No.
All right. Well, let us know how it all works out. Sorry that, you know, you're going through this. And
it's tough. I understand both sides. Like, I understand when he feels like he's done, their family feels complete to him.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Doesn't sound like anything was going to change that in his mind.
Right.
But for her, I also understand a lot of people long for, you know, a third one, feel like their family is complete, but you need to figure out. And that's tough because one person probably is going to feel like they lost and they're not fully getting what they need, or they're going to have to compromise to let the other person get what they want. It's a really tough one. And I think only a professional can help them figure out those feelings.
Yep. All right. Yeah. If you want to comment, you always can. We leave them up on the Facebook page for you to kind of peruse, or maybe if you caught part of it and you're like, ooh, I didn't get all that, or I want to make sure that you know, I've been in this situation, I know, just leave it up there at Ben and Kelly Show there with group therapy. Now, to be fair with setting the bar stories, you know, this isn't necessarily the fault of Ed and Judy, right?
No, sometimes you can just be the unfortunate victim in a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without being fined $1,500 for parking in your own driveway, you're doing okay.
Why are they getting fined for parking in their own driveway? What's wrong with that?
Apparently, it's because of a decades-old section of code that bans motor vehicles of all kinds from being parked on a car pad unless it's accompanied by a garage or cover.
OMG.
So apparently they, Ed and Judy, have some really nice neighbors who turned them in.
Oh, dang.
We got this email and we can't park in the parking pad anymore. And I said, what? That's crazy.
If we were found parking there again, it would be a $1,500 fine.
Why are you taking away something that has great utility, not just to us, but our neighbors in terms of more parking spaces?
Yeah, do they want them to take up space on the street?
Or cover their car pad, I don't know.
But what difference is that? People like park in their own driveways without it being covered all the time. What is the problem?
Again, not Ed and Judy's, like, it's not their fault. And
no, but San Francisco's got some weird rules about where to park.
I know. Apparently they had an issue with people parking in yards, and they were trying to prevent people from just using yards as a parking lot, like, you know, like we do every derby season. You know, you see those cars get parked in yards.
This sounds like it's a car pad, so that to me says it's like paved.
Right. So,
right?
No, I'm just saying that's probably where that law, that decades old law, came around.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Well, listen, San Francisco seems to have loose rules about lots of other things. A lot of people, like, they're just pooping in the street, right? Let's concentrate on that.
I think there's
leave Ed and Judy alone to park in their own car pad without fining them.
Yeah, so there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without being fined $1,500 for parking in your own dang driveway, you're doing okay.
Ed and Judy are not going to be having any barbecues anytime soon with their nasty neighbors.
I know, right? I mean, they need to figure out who it is first.
Absolutely.
But I bet they know. They have a feeling they know who it is.
They probably know.
Yeah. It's 99.70 JX. Good morning, guys. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
Keanu Reeves, widely regarded as just one of the nicest guys ever. And he proved that once again in an airport.
What'd he do?
And this was documented and it was witnessed by someone kind of standing there. So a young fan, kind of looks like maybe a young teenager or a tweenager, was, you know, asking him some questions. And Keanu just really took some time to have a conversation with this kid, gave him an autograph.
Nice.
Answered all of his questions, even asked the kid back some questions. And like I said, this was all kind of like a play-by-play was posted on Twitter by someone that was nearby watching the whole thing go down. Something like, you know, and he said Keanu answered every single one of them. So the kid is like, why are you in London?
Yeah.
Keanu says, filming a documentary. And the kid says, I saw you online. You were at the Grand Prix.
All right.
And Keanu says, yes, the Grand Prix. F1 race cars. Kid says, do you drive? Keanu, not F1, but I like riding motorcycles.
Okay.
Kid says, do you live in New York? Nope, I live in L.A. How long are you going to be in New York? He says. Keanu says, 4 days. No, five days. Kid said, why are you in New York? Keanu says, I'm going to see a Broadway show.
Wow.
Kid says, what Broadway show? And Keanu says, American Buffalo. And kid says, where are you staying in New York? Keanu says, Midtown.
Wow.
So then
what's
by this
your
time
address?
He was running out of questions, yeah. Keanu started grilling him. Why were you in Europe? What galleries did you go to in Paris?
Oh, that's
what
cool.
was your favorite? He just really putting in some time. And so then at this point, the guy that's kind of standing by and watching all this go down mm-hmm. kind of asked Keanu for a picture himself,
yeah.
which, of course, he obliges.
That's good.
And this whole thread is up on Twitter. We have retweeted it. You can see the whole thing at Ben and Kelly Show. Just really cool.
Good stuff. We put it on our show next. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Man, we had some interesting issues this morning. Not personal issues. I mean, we always have personal issues, I guess. But
well, you did. We kind of found out your raging dance dad side.
I do have that. Yes, my daughter had competed in Canada for the North American Irish Dance Championships, and she was a defending national champion who, you know, I don't want to necessarily make light of that because that's a big deal.
No, but there was an arch enemy and a cheater involved, right?
Yeah. I mean, I painted them as such. Yes. An arch enemy.
11-year-old girls you're painting as arch enemies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am that guy. I'm like, listen, we don't like her and we don't like her. And so anyway, Zoe ended up finishing fifth. So congrats to her and to everybody there at the school who went to Montreal for the and represented Kentucky in the North American Irish Dance Championship. So that's cool. Cool. But yeah, if you missed anything, you can always follow up on the podcast. Audio on demand right there for you. Everything from missed connections to the group therapy to some wacko yard sale people.
Yeah, I'm going to post that little scenario up on Facebook just to give you an opportunity to share any of your own experiences, either hosting a yard/garage sale or being one that frequents yard sales and garage sales.
There you go.
And just share some fun stories.
All right. So at Ben and Kelly Show, you can see it there. And tomorrow, more tickets for Eliza to give away. So comedian Eliza's coming to the Palace, and we've got those tickets to win every day at 8 o'clock.
It's going to be a great show.
Yep. So we got that for you tomorrow. Otherwise, have a good one.